be in the future. Yeah. Okay. Good morning.
Good 早晨好.
We are continuing from where we were last week.
我们从继续上个星期的.
Maybe I should try to encourage you in case you are a little nervous.
如果你有点紧张，我应该来鼓励你。
Maybe you went home and counted the verses in Ephesians last week and said, at this rate, the teacher will be dead before he comes to the end of the book.
如果你回家数数以弗所书的经节，你就该说，哎呦，照着现在这个讲的速度，这个老师去世之前都讲不完的。
There was a famous preacher in England who spent 6 years to preach straight through Ephesians.
有一个英国很出名的一个牧师，他有6年时间都在讲以弗所书。
Fortunately,
幸运的是,
for you,
对你来讲, 对我们来讲,
I will not take 6 years.
我不会讲6年。
I do not know 6 years worth.
我还没想到6年的这个材料。
But what I often do in teaching a book is to do this.
经常我要讲一本书的话, 我会这样做。
To spend sometimes half of the time at the beginning of the book.
我一般会花一半的时间是在这个书的引言和前半部分。
Because that allows us to see how does this author from Scripture write, what is his message?
这样呢可以帮助我们这个作者从写这本书的作者他的信息是什么。
And so I like to spend a lot of time at the beginning to focus on here is how this book is put together.
所以呢我在刚开始会花很多时间会讲说这本书是如何成书的。
And then after we get through that, we can move quickly.
当我们一旦过了这个引言前边这个介绍的部分，我们会讲得更快。
Because you know the big picture.
你现在已经有这个总体的概念了。
And then we are just plugging in the ideas to that big picture.
然后我们有了这个总体概念之后，我们再把细节给放进去。
So we will go slowly at the beginning, and then we will move faster.
所以我们刚开始讲得很慢，然后我们就会讲得很快。
We are looking at the first 14 verses of Ephesians.
现在我们在看以弗所书的头十四节。
And really we are at verse, four.
上个星期我们实际上在讲第四节。
There's nothing there. Okay.
You
have a handout, okay.
大家有这个讲义，应该是有讲义的。
We are looking at the spiritual blessings that come to us.
我们在看这个属灵的福气。
The homework that you did last week asked you to make a list of blessings that are found in these verses.
所以上个星期我们的家庭作业就是让你找出来4到14节所列出的祝福。
And last week we looked just at the first one.
所以上个星期我们只看了第一个祝福。
And that is that we have been chosen.
就是我们被拣选。We are
chosen in Christ.
我们是在基督里被拣选。Last
week I started to talk to you about this phrase in Christ.
我们上个星期就是专注在那个句词，就是在基督里是什么意思？
Because all of the blessings that come to us come because we are in Him.
我们之所以能有这个所有的祝福，就是因为我们在基督里。Last
year, I guess it was in February.
可能去年2月份的时候。
I went for a week to teach at a mission in Fort Myers, Florida.
我们去年我去了一个在Fort Myers，佛罗里达西海岸一个城市的施工。
This mission is for people who are addicted to alcohol or to drugs and are trying to battle this addiction.
所以呢，那个施工他们主要服侍的对象呢，就是那些酗酒的或者吸毒的这些人，怎么想要说跟这些瘾、跟这些毒瘾做斗争。
They are often homeless and living on the street.
这些他们服侍的对象通常都是这个流浪汉，他们没有一个地方可以住。
And I went there, I knew nothing about it. They just said, will you come and teach for a week about the book of Job?
然后呢,我去之前对这个什么都没概念,我就去了,他们就告诉我,你能不能这个星期来讲约伯记?
And I thought, if I was homeless, I don't know if I would want to know more about the book of Job.
我在想说,如果我是一个流浪汉,我是不是还想听这个约伯的故事呢?
But that was their choice. And we had a wonderful week.
然后呢他们选择的题目就是与约伯记我们那个星期有很棒的
聚会。But here's what I want to tell you.
我想告诉大家的是
I went there and it's a very impressive mission.
那是一个令人印象深刻的事工。
Three hot meals a day.
他们每天有三顿热乎乎的三餐。
And it was good food.
然后食物都很好。
Comfortable beds.
然后那个睡觉的床也很舒适。
A volunteer doctor who comes once a week and does medical checkups.
然后有一个医生，他做志愿者，他每个星期来跟这些人做身体检查。
They even provide a bicycle that you can have to ride to work once you find a job.
他们甚至给他们提供自行车，就是这些流浪汉找到工作可以骑自行车去上班。
But in order to be there,
但是如果你要是能够去参加那个聚会的
话 there are a few things you have to do.
有几件事情你是必须要做的。
They have a chapel service three times a week, and you must go to it.
如果你要住在那儿的话，你一个星期要参加三次的那个聚会，早晨的那个崇拜。
They don't allow you to drink alcohol or do drugs in the mission.
你在那个施工那个场所，你是不可以喝酒，不可以吸毒的。
And they told me that there are some men who will come to this mission.
他们告诉我说，有些流浪汉呢，他们就到了这个地方。
Walk in the cafeteria and see the delicious food.
然后他们到了这个餐厅，看到这个美味的食物。
Walk over to the dormitory and see the bed.
然后到那个宿舍里，看到这个很舒适的床铺。
And then see, I have to go to chapel three times a week.
然后都看到要求说，你一个星期要参加三次的崇拜。
They see the rules and say,
然后他们看到这些规则
No, thank you.
然后他们说谢谢你我可不要
I will go back to my park bench.
他说我还是回到我那个硬凳子上吧长凳上
Now here's what I want you to see.
我想大家了解的是
All of the benefits that come to you there
所有给你的这些特权这些权益
come only once you say, yes, I will be a part. I will be in this community.
之所以你能得到这些权益是说你愿意接受说好的我愿意成为其中的一部分我愿意成为这个社团的一部分。
Inside the mission, you have everything.
在这个施工这个施工之内呢你这个场所之内你有所需要的一切。
Outside,
但是在这个场所之外你什么都没有。
The blessings in Ephesians
在以弗所书里边所讲到的这些祝福
are to those who are in Christ
是针对那些在基督里的
Now I think that should tell us two things It should motivate us in two things
起码这应该有两件事情可以来激励我们
Number one
第一
It should give us an incredible gratitude
给我们一个非常深的一个难以想象的对神的感谢
As you read these things that he says,
当你读到这个保罗所写的这些的东西的
时候 we have been chosen, we have been predestined, we have been adopted, we have been accepted.
我们是在创世之前就被拣选，我们有儿子的名分，我们被收养。
You should say, wow, this is wonderful.
你应该说，哎呀，这个真是太棒了。
Look at the blessings that come to us in Christ.
你看看在基督里面所给我们的这些福气。
The second thing it should do, though,
第二件对我们应该做的是
is it should motivate us
它应该激励我们
to the kind of evangelism that our pastor talked about this morning at the end of service.
就是曲牧师在最后讲到的这个传道
Because I have met Christians,
我碰到基督徒
Now they don't say it out loud.
他们不会这样子大声地说
But their attitude is the attitude of a little child.
他们的态度呢，就像小孩子的这种态度。
Who says, "Ha, look at what I have."
然后就是说，你看看我有什么。
And you don't have it.
你就没那东西。
I have been chosen.
我已经被拣选了。
You aren't.
但是你没被拣选。
I have been adopted.
我被收养了。
You're not.
但是你没被收养。
That should never be our response to these blessings.
那个应该从来不应该成为我们因为有这些祝福而有的反应。
You know, children get that attitude because they are afraid I'll run out.
那孩子之所以有这种态度，是因为他们怕他们的好处用光了。
At Hope Sound,
他那边没有，在我住的地方。
At Hope Sound, about 20 years ago, we had a family who came to our school.
20年前有一个家庭来到我们的学校。
There were, I think. Four brothers and sisters.
那家里大概有四个孩子。
And they had grown up I believe it was in Brazil.
他们这些孩子呢，可能是在巴西长大的。
On the street,
他们是在
as orphans.
是在那个街街头长大的。
And they had learned to care entirely, taking care of themselves because everything they were responsible for. They were little children.
他们是很小的孩子，但是他们已经知道说每样事情他们都得靠自己，自己照顾自己。
And I remember when they came to the cafeteria.
我就很清楚的记得他们到这个餐厅的时候。
There was plenty of food.
那边有好多好多吃的。
But they would get their tray.
然后他们就拿上他们的盘子。
They would set it down.
他们坐下来。
And they would put their arm like this.
他们就拿那个胳膊就护着他们的食物吃的时候。
Like this.
吃的时候就一直胳膊放在那个盘子那个前面，一只手吃。
They were afraid someone was going to take it.
他们就很害怕有人会抢他们的食物。
That there wouldn't be enough.
他说，如果把他们东西吃，他好像觉得就不食物就没不够了，不够他们吃。
But I watched them as they were there for several years.
但是我看他们慢慢在那儿待了好多年。
Little by little.
一点一点的。
It's okay.
他们就放松了，他们就不再护着他们的盘子吃饭。
There's always more.
他说那个食物总是有很多。
Little by little, they learned that you could even share with someone else because there was plenty.
渐渐的，他们也知道说他们可以跟别人分享他们的食物，因为那边食物很丰盛很多。
I hope.That as Christians,
我希望作为基督徒
you can enjoy the blessings of being in Christ.
你可以享受在基督里的这种福气
and you can realize,
你也可以意识到
there's always more.
那边有更多的福气
He's not going to run out.
神不会用完他的祝福
and so you can share them.
所以你可以把你的祝福和别人分享
All right, we saw the first blessing.
我们看到第一个福气
The Father has chosen us.
父在拣选了我们
The second blessing.
第二个福气
Back to Ephesians 1.
我们回到以弗所书第一章
Verse 4, even as he chose us in him before the foundation of the world.
就如神从创立世界以前在基督里拣选了我们
We saw last week that we have been chosen.
上个星期我们看到说我们被拣选
We saw the purpose for that choosing.
拣选我们的目的是什么
That we should be holy and blameless before him.
是让我们在他面前成为圣洁无有瑕疵
This is why he chose us.
这是他拣选我们的目的原因
To change our life, to transform us.
去改变我们的生命
To make us new people.
让我们成为新的人
The second thing then.
第二点就是
Verse 5, in love, he predestined us for adoption as sons through Jesus Christ.
又因爱我们预定我们借着耶稣基督得儿子的名分。
We have been predestined for adoption.
我们已经被预定得儿子的名分。
This word predestined is a wonderful word.
这个预定是一个很棒的词。
It's a word that talks about God's purposes.And his power to accomplish his purpose for his people.
他讲到说神的心意和神能够完成他这个目的的这个能力在他的子民的身上。
I want to do with this word what I did last week with the word chosen.
上个星期我们着重在这个拣选上，今天呢我们会着重在预定上。
And that is to start back in the Old Testament.
从旧约开始。
Because When Paul writes, he is writing as someone who knows the Old Testament.
当保罗写这个书信的时候，他是写给那些对旧约很了解的人。
And he is using the words that come from the Old Testament.
他用的这个预定这个词呢，是从旧约里来的。
So in the Old Testament, we read, I want to point to two examples that we read in the Old Testament.
我想要讲从旧约里的两个例子。
Of people who the Old Testament tells us,were chosen.
他讲到在旧约里讲到这些人。
They were predestined.
第一个是他们被拣选，第二个是
他们被预定。The first one that I want you to see.
被预定。第一个是
is a king by the name of Cyrus.
第一个是，就是居鲁士。
The king of Persia.
就是那个波斯居鲁士。
He is chosen.
他被拣选。
He is predestined.
他被预定。
To be God's instrument to bring Israel home from exile.
就把他是作为神的工具，把以色列人从被逐这个地方带回到他们的耶路撒冷。
God takes this pagan ruler,
神用了这个外邦的这个统治者
and says,
然后神说
you're the one,
然后神说你就是那位
I am choosing you,
我拣选你
for a purpose,
是有目的的
and I am predestining you to accomplish that purpose,
我预定你会完成这个目的
That purpose is not, in Cyrus's case, has nothing to do with his salvation.
这个对居鲁士来讲，这个目的呢，这个拣选跟他的救恩是没有任何关系的。
It is God's purpose.
是神的心意，
神的目的。And that is to bring Israel back from exile.
把以色列从这个被掳时期带回他们的家乡。
I gave you an example of that the Sunday before or after Christmas.
我给你们讲过一个例子，在这个圣诞节之前还是之后那个星期。
When we saw how God uses Caesar,
我们看到神如何用凯撒
to bring Mary and Joseph to Bethlehem for the birth of Jesus,
让玛利亚和约瑟回到这个伯利恒，在那里生了耶稣。
Caesar doesn't wake up one morning and say,
凯撒不会有一天早上醒来
就说 I would like to help fulfill prophecy.
我想要就是实现神的预言。
He doesn't even know about the prophecy. He doesn't care.
他根本就不知道有这个预言，他也不在意。
But God is working his purpose.
但是神呢，在成就他的旨意。
Cyrus doesn't say, I would like to help fulfill God's purposes.
居鲁士也没有说哦，我要去帮着实现神的目的。
He's never read the book of Isaiah.
他从来没有读过以赛亚书。
He doesn't know his name is in there.
他也不知道他的名字在以赛亚书上。
But 150 years before Cyrus rules,
但是在居鲁士作王150年前
Isaiah writes,
以赛亚说
God has chosen His servant, he calls him.
神已经拣选了我的仆人居鲁士。
Cyrus.
居鲁士，我的仆人。
And he is going to accomplish his purpose.
他会要完成我神的旨意。
For Cyrus.
他是让居鲁士来完成神的旨意。
Genesis 12.
再一个就是创世纪第十二章。
If you sit in my classes very long, you will memorize Genesis 12.
如果你在我的课上待了很久，你就会背下来创世纪第十二章。
Because it's easier to memorize it than have to keep looking it up because I keep going back to it over and over.
因为我就是不断地回到创世纪第十二章，所以大概很容易记住。
Because it's such an important verse.
因为那是一个很重要的经节。
God says to Abraham,
耶和华对亚伯兰说
I am going to bless you.
我要祝福你。
And I am going to make you a blessing to all nations.
地上的万族也要因你得福，你也要叫别人得福。
Your descendants,
你的后代
are going to bless all nations.
你的后裔会祝福所有的地上的万族。
That is God's determination.
这是神的不可变的旨意。
To accomplish His purpose.
去完成他所预定他的旨意。
Now here's why I use that example this morning.
我为什么用这个例子？这是很重要的。
For much of Israel's history,
因为以色列的整个的很久的一个在旧约里以色列的一个长历史。
They have no desire to bless other nations.
以色列民族并没有这个意愿去祝福别的民族。
When God says to Jonah, "Go preach to Nineveh, the capital of Assyria,"
当神对约纳说你要去尼尼微城去那边去传道的时候
He is saying, "Jonah, I want you to be part of Genesis 12:3, blessing other nations."
其实神对约纳说，约纳，我要成为你从创世纪第十二章的第三节，你要去成为别的民族的祝福。
And Jonah says,
但是约纳说什么呢
？No way.
不可没门儿。
And God says, well, let's talk about it.
然后神说那我们好好谈谈吧。
I think you'll be able to listen better inside the belly of a fish.
也许你在大鱼的肚子里你会听得更好一些。
Your hearing is going to be great when you get down there.
你一旦到了大鱼的肚子里你的那个听力会提高很多。
And eventually,
最终呢
Jonah says,
约拿就说
yeah, I see what you mean.
哦现在我知道你的意思是什么了。
I'll go preach.
那好吧，我就去传道。
God has chosen to bless all nations through Abraham's descendants.
因为神已经预定要，已经决定要借着亚伯拉罕的后裔来祝福地上的万族。然后神就成就了这个旨
意。Now we come to the New Testament.
然后我们来到新约。
Romans 8 tells us,
罗马书第八章告诉我们,
God has a predestined purpose.
神有一个预定的旨意。
And this is what it is.
这个预定的旨意是什么呢?
For whom he foreknew, he did predestinate to be conformed to the image of his son.
因为他预先所知道的人就预先定下效法他儿子的模样。
That is what God is doing in his people.
这是神在他的子民中间所行的，所做的。
He is shaping us into the image of his son.
他把我们塑造成他儿子的模样。
He is saying, this is the purpose I'm going to accomplish.
神说这是我要成就的目的。
And I hope that you never lose the wonder of that.
我希望你从来不会对这个奇妙好像对你就习以为常。
Because you can start to think, you know, I sure don't look very much like Jesus.
你可能会觉得说，哦，我看上去来可不像耶稣。
And you can become discouraged.
你会觉得灰心丧气。
But if you will realize,
但如果你能够意识到，
God has already chosen, this is what he's going to do.
神已经决定了，这是他所要拣选，他决定要做的。
If you're his child, this is his predestined purpose.
如果你是他的孩子，这是他所预先定下的旨意。
And he's going to accomplish it.
然后神肯定会成就他的旨意。
That gives a kind of joy.
这会给我们带来喜乐。
God is doing his purpose.
神在成就他的旨意。
For me, it gives me a kind of joy and peace.
这是给我带来一个喜乐和平安。
Because I am not a patient person.
因为我是一个挺没耐心的人。
And so I want to see things fixed.
所以我就希望事情赶快都解决。
And so sometimes I can become very impatient.
所以有的时候呢，我就会很没耐心。
And then I remember what Romans 8:29 says.
然后我就记住罗，想起来罗马书八章二十九节所说的。
And I realize, you know what? It's okay.
所以我就会说没关系。
God is going to accomplish his purpose.
神会成就他的旨意。
And so I can serve and worship him in joy.
所以我可以在喜乐中来服侍他，来敬拜他。
So Romans 8:29, part of that predestined purpose is shaping us into his image.
所以这个预定的旨意其中的一部分就是把我们塑造成他儿子的形象。
Ephesians 1:5, back to our central text.
再回去到我们的以弗所第一章
第五节。The purpose here is adoption.
这里的旨意就是预定了旨意，就是让我们得儿子的名分。
Now here is what adoption is.
这个收养得儿子的名分的意思就是
someone who had not been a son.
有一个人他过去不是儿子，不是孩子。
Brought into the family.
他被带到这个家庭里。
With the full privileges of sonship.
他就是有这个亲生儿子这样的完全的这种所有的权益。
In adoption,
在这个收养中，
there is no distinction between a naturally born son and the adopted son.
在这个领养中间呢，在亲生的孩子跟这个被领养的孩子中间是没有任何区分的。
They are both part of the same family.
他们都属于同一个家庭。
And they have the same privileges.
他们有同样的权益。
And so Paul is saying this.
然后保罗所讲的就是
Because we have been chosen.
因为我们被拣选。
Because he has predestined us to adoption.
因为他预定我们得儿子的名分。
Because we are in Christ.
因为我们在基督里。
Everything that belongs to Christ belongs to us.
所以基督耶稣所有的每样东西我们也都有。
His privileges become our privileges.
他的特权也成为我们的特权。
And God is accomplishing that purpose.
神在成就这个目的，这个旨意。
Now, a couple things about this adoption.
再讲一下这个收养。
We read last week from 1 Corinthians 1.
上个星期从哥林多前书我们读到。
He chose the foolish, the weak,
神拣选了愚拙的、软弱的、卑贱的。
I was reading a book about a orphanage in China.
我读到一个关于中国孤儿院的故事。
And the writer of this book had operated this orphanage.
这个写这本书的人就是开这个孤儿院的人。
And said that.
他说。
Sometimes wealthy Americans would come.
说有的时候呢，这些富有的美国人会到这孤儿院。
Reading this book, it was kind of embarrassing to be an American.
对我作为一个美国人读这本书是有点让我呢觉得很难看。
And they would start to look through the children.
他说这个富有的美国人来了，然后他就看着找这些、mm. 看这些所有的孩子。
This one has some health issues. No, thank you.
然后他说哦，这个孩子健康有问题，我就不选这个。
This and it doesn't look like she's going to be very beautiful. No,
他说这个看起来长大也不会很漂亮，就。不选这个。
They were looking for a child.
所以这些人来了就寻找一个孩子。
Was going to grow into a beautiful lady.
会长成一个很将来长大一个很美丽的女士。
A handsome, intelligent young man.
或者是一个很英俊、很出名的年轻人。
The writer said babies, young children who were handicapped.
他说那些小的有残缺的孩子。有残疾的孩子
Perhaps a mental illness.
或者是有一些精神智力上的问题
It was very hard to find anyone to adopt them.
就是他们就很难找到能够收养他们的家庭
I read that.
然后我就读这个
And then I remembered 1 Corinthians 1.
我就想起来哥林多前书第一章
Because God did not do it that way.
因为神不是这样的拣选的
He didn't look through all of the people in Florida.
他不是说是看看这个佛罗里达所有的人。
And say, well, now this one here looks like he's going to be pretty handsome. I think I'll adopt him.
然后说，哎，这个看起来将来会很英俊，那我就收养他。
Aren't you really glad he didn't do that? Yeah, yeah, okay. You see, if he had done it that way,
如果神是这样拣选的话，这样收养的话
，I wouldn't get adopted.
可能我就不会被收养。
Bald?
因为我那个有点掉头发。
Fat?
Punk.
Don't translate that. I look in the mirror and say, No, I wouldn't adopt me.
然后我就看着镜子里的我就说，如果神要是造的这个世上的拣选，肯定不会收养我。
Don't laugh, I wouldn't adopt you either.
你们不要笑，我看着你们也不会拣选，也不会收养你们。
I look in the spiritual mirror.
我看的是这个属灵的镜子。
And I see a young man back then.
我看到一个年轻人。
Not young now.
现在不再年轻了，过去的一个年轻人。
Arrogant and self-centered.
然后很骄傲，也很自我中心。
Who showed every sign of growing up to be an arrogant and self-centered old man.
然后也有所有他的迹象都显明他长大了老了之后会成为一个又傲慢又自我中心的人。
And I would not have adopted him.
那我肯定不会领养这样的人。
But he did.
但是神却领养了他。
And if you look in a spiritual mirror of your life,
如果你拿一个属灵的镜子你照到看
you will see,
你就会看到一个
No.
你会说我才不领养这个人。
I wouldn't have adopted me.
我不会领养这个人。
And if you look in that mirror and think that God was pretty lucky to get you, your mirror is broken.
如果你看到镜子里面说哎呀神能够这个领养我真的是神太有面子了那你的镜子肯定是有问题。
Because Paul tells us he chose the foolish.
因为保罗告诉我们神拣选了世上愚拙的软弱的卑贱的被人无有的。
But he adopted us.
但是神却收养了我们。
So what does that mean?
这个意味着什么?
It means we now have all the privileges of sonship.
这个就意味着我们现在有作为儿子的所有的权益。
Look real quickly at Romans 8.
请大家很快地翻到罗马书第八章。
Hope you have your Bible.
希望大家都手里有圣经。
Romans 8:15.
罗马书第八章第十五节。
You did not receive the spirit of slavery to fall back into fear.
你们所受的不是奴仆的心，仍旧害怕。
But you have received the spirit of adoption as sons.
所受的乃是儿子的心。
By whom we cry, Abba, Father.
因此我们呼叫阿巴父。
Abba was the name that a little child could call their father.
阿爸就是这个小小孩称呼他们对父亲的亲昵称。
It is daddy.
就是我们说的爸爸。
Paul is saying, You're not slaves.
保罗说你们不是奴仆。
A slave could not walk in and say to his master, Abba, Daddy, Baba.
到房间里对他的主人说哦老爸不能这样说。
No, only the son.
只有儿子才可以这样呼叫。
So he goes on, the Spirit himself, the Holy Spirit himself bears witness with our spirit.
圣灵与我们的心同证我们是神的儿女。
We are children of God.
我们是神的儿女。
And if children,
既是儿女
then heirs.
便是后嗣。
Heirs of God.
就是神的后嗣。
And here is back to the in Christ, fellow heirs with Christ.
这里又回到里面，在基督里说到和基督同作后嗣。
In other words,
另外一句话就是
we inherit what he inherits.
所以呢，我们就继承了耶稣基督所继承的。
We have not received the spirit of bondage, but of adoption.
我们所受的不是那个奴仆的心，而是儿子的心。
We are sons.
我们是儿子。
We are children.
我们是神的孩子。
This summer, I was reading a book on the Lord's Prayer.
这个暑假的时候，我在读这个主导文的一本书。
And I came across the sentence, and I thought, that's not right.
我刚开始读到其中一句话，我说这好像不太对。
The writer said this.
这个作者是这么说的。
God loves us no less than he loves his own son.
他说神爱我们并不他比他爱他自己的儿子更少。
That can't be right.
我说这好像不肯定不对。
I kind of went on.
然后我就继续往下读这本书。
And I came back to it.
然后我又回到那句话。
God loves us no less.Then he loves his own son.
神爱我们并不比他爱他自己的儿子更少。
That doesn't sound right.
我说好像不太对。
But the more I thought about it, the more I realized it is exactly right.
我再仔细的思想，我就说他说的真是，
就是很合适，
就是对，这就是保罗在这里所说的。
We are fellow heirs.With Christ.
这里保罗所讲到的我们和基督同作后
嗣 We receive the same things that Christ receives from the Father.
我们所得到的就是耶稣从父那里所得到的一样的东西
hard as that is to imagine,
虽然是让我们很难想象
It means
它意味着
He loves you no less than he loves his own son.
他爱你并不比他爱他自己的儿子更少，是他爱我们是一样的。
Is that as shocking to you as it was to me this summer?
对你来讲，是不是像对我一样那么震惊呢
？When you go home and you're discouraged,
当你回到家里你灰心的时候
，Look in the mirror and say,
到镜子前面你说
，God loves me no less,
神爱我
，than he loves his own son.
并不比爱他儿子更少，就像爱他儿子一样，爱我一样多。
That is astounding.
那个是令人难以置信的，是很应该让我们很震惊。
And then to inspire your passion for reaching your neighbors and those around you.
这样子，希望这样会激励你有这种热情，把这种东西、这种福音传给你的邻舍。
You look at that person that you think, look at their bad habits and all the things they do.
你就说看看他们，看看他们那个糟糕的态度，看看他们所做的一切。
And you realize.
你就会意识到。
God loves them.
神爱他们。
He is drawing them.
神在想把他们带回来。
He wants to love them.
神想要爱他们。
Through you.
通过你来爱他们。
Just as you have been loved.
就像你被神所爱一样
We are sons.
我们是神的孩子
Galatians gives us the same thing.
加拉太告诉我们同样的事
情 You are no longer, he says, a slave, but a son.
他说你们不再是奴仆而是儿子
And if a son,
如果你是儿子的话
then an heir through God.
你就是神的后嗣靠着既是儿子就靠着神为后嗣
This week I was reading a book about India and Nepal.
Which one?
India and Nepal.
Oh, 这个星期我在读一本书是讲到那个印度和尼泊尔。
It was talking about bringing the gospel to those areas.
就是讲到怎么再把那个福音带到那些地区。
And it said that the message of adoption is one of the most powerful parts of the gospel in India.
他说这个领养的这个信息呢，就是福音中这个领养的信息对印度的这个人来讲是最有利的。
Because you see, you are defined almost entirely by the caste that you belong to because of your family.
所以呢，印度你们知道它是那个种姓制度，所以你的整个身份就完全在于你出生在什么阶层。
And so if you are part of one of the low caste, the untouchables,
如果你是属于那种不可碰触的那种最低的那个阶层。
That's who you are.
那你就是这样的。
And it doesn't matter how hard you work, how smart you are, what you do.
不管你多聪明，你多努力，你做什么。
You will always be an untouchable.
你就永远是那个不可碰触的阶层。
A group of people in Nepal, the Badi family, B-A-D-I.
在那个尼泊尔有一个叫 Badi 的这样一个家族。
The lowest caste.
他是属于
in the Indian culture.
他是在那个印度这个文化里边呢是最低的一个阶层
They call this tribe the untouchable of the untouchables.
他们把这个部落呢称为是不可碰触里边的不可碰触的人
Because even the untouchables won't touch them.
就算是那些不可碰触的人也不会去碰跟那些人有接触
They are lower than dogs.
他们比狗还低他们的地位
80% of the girls from this tribe are sold as sex slaves.Sex trafficking.
所以呢，在这个部落里边，80%的女孩子都会被卖为性奴隶。
Even the community around will not help them.
就算他们周围的这个人呢，社区呢，也不会帮助他们。
And so the writer was talking of ministering to some of these people.
所以呢，这个作者就讲到在这些人里边的一些事工。
And he said he was talking to a lady who had grown up in this caste.
他就说他跟其中一个女士他就是在这个最低的这个阶层里边长大
had been sold as into sex trafficking
他就是被做这个被卖为性奴
had lived as a prostitute
他就是成为妓女
he said his wife said to her
然后他的太太对他说
the gospel says she was saying I can never leave this is who I am
这个女的就说呢就说我所以我就是这样的我永远不可能离开这个阶层这个种姓
His wife said to her,
然后这个作者的太太对这个女士说
The gospel says that your name is no longer Yarla Badi, her name.
就是说福音上面说你的名字不再是过去这个 Badi, 什么这个名字。
You are now Yarla
他说你现在你的最后一个姓不再是过去那个巴黎而是你现在是
in his family
你现在是属于这个新的家庭
you are now in his caste
你现在是属于基督这个种姓
and you no longer have to see yourself
你不需要再把你自己看作
as part of this caste
看成过去那个种姓的那个阶层
and she said this young lady began to weep
然后那个女士就开始哭，痛哭。
As she said, I never thought I had any choice.
这个女士就说，我从来不知道我还有任何的选择。
This is where I was born.
我就出生在这样一个这个阶层里边。
In her Hindu world,
在她的印度教的这个世界里边。
She said, I believe that in a past life I had done something.
他说：“我就相信，说是我的上一生，我做了什么事，做了什么孽。
That I was now being punished for.
所以我现在呢，就是被惩罚。
And nothing could change that.
没有任何事情可以改变这个事实。
But now through the gospel, this lady learned.
但是呢，现在通过福音，这位女士真的知道。
When we are adopted into His family,
当我们被收养到神的家庭里的时候
，we move from that.Cast,
我们就从那个种姓制度那个阶层
into his.
到神的这个种姓这个阶层
Now none of you I think are part of the body caste from India
我们中间没有任何人是这个印度里边的这个最低的这个阶层
So what's it say to you?
那对你来讲这个信息意味着什么
One thing I want you to see is this
我想要大家明白的一件事
I told you the first week
第一个星期我告诉大家
I believe that theology and what we believe is very, very practical and important in our daily life.
我就觉得说我们所信的我们的神学在我们每日的生活中是非常重要非常实际的
That's why Paul starts here.
这就是为什么保罗是这样开始的
Because I want you to think for a minute.
我就想要你们看一下
Paul is writing to a church in Ephesus.
保罗是写给一个在以弗所城的这个教会
Mostly Gentile believers.
通常这些外邦的这些信徒
who have grown up worshiping the goddess Diana
他们从小长大他们所敬拜的这个偶像
的神
就是戴安娜女神
has been part of this cult
所以他们的整个一生都成长在这个异教中间
some of them have lived as temple prostitutes
这些教会里边有些人曾经过去做过庙妓
this is their identity
他们的身份就是这样的
And when we come to chapters 4, 5, and 6,
让我们再到了以弗所的第四五六章的时候
4 years from now,
从再过四年
Paul is going to say to them,
保罗会对他们说
walk pure lives.
他说你们要过一个纯洁的干洁净的生活
They've not lived one day of purity.
他们没有一天是生活在这个洁净之
中的。And he is saying, walk pure lives.
但是保罗说你们要行事洁净。
He says, don't even think about the ungodly things of the past.
甚至不要去想那些过去那些不敬虔的事。
And they say, that's impossible.
然后这些人会说那是不可能的。
And so before he comes there,
在保罗在讲这些事情之前
this doctrine is terribly important.
所以这个现在所讲的教义是极端的重要。
Because before they can begin to change how they live, they have to know that God has already changed who they are.
在他们能够改变他们的生活方式之前，他们需要知道说神已经改变了他们这个人，他们过去他们是他们的身份。
And so we come to us today.
所以呢，我们今天来到我们所讲的。
You look in your past,
你看到你的过去
and many of us say,
我们很多人就会说
but I have been a prisoner to this sin,
你说我过去就是这个罪的奴仆
10 years, 20 years, 30 years, 40 years, 50 years, 60 years,
我在这个罪中已经生活了十年二十年甚至有的六十年
I have been captive to this,
我已经成为
on and on and on and on,
我成为这个罪的这个俘虏
whether it's someOutward sin, if it's some emotional bondage, whatever, these are the things that have held me.
不管说是外边的罪还是这个灵这个情绪上的这种捆绑，我已经被这种东西捆绑了这么多年。
And too many times,
有很多次
we get up here and I'm guilty.
我同样的，我不是。
And we say you shouldn't do those things. Quit doing that.
我们会说你不应该再这样做，你要不要。停下来不要悔改不要再做那些事情
and you sit here and you think,
然后你就会坐在那儿会想
Yeah, that would be nice
如果我能改就太好了
But it's not that easy
但是可不容易要改变
You don't understand how long this has held me
你就不知道这个罪对我捆绑了有多久
I want you to understand this from Paul
我想让你从保罗的书信里边了解到
In Christ,
在基督里
and again, there's the key.
这个关键点秘诀就在于在基督里
How many of you made New Year's resolutions?
多少人有这个新年立志
How many of you are still keeping them?
多少人还在保持了你的
Honesty wasn't on your list? No, I'm joking.
举手的人大概
good for you. I'm glad.
很高兴大家能够保持你的新年立志
But let me tell you.
那我告诉你。
The deepest chains that catch us.
这个最深的对我们捆绑最深的这个锁链就是
The sins that hold us most tightly.
这个把我们抓得最紧的这个罪
The attitudes,
比如说、
the fears that、hold us most.
比如说这种态度还有这种恐惧紧紧地抓着我们
Apart from Christ.
如果没有基督
We're not going to be able to defeat them.
我们没有办法战胜这些东西。
But in Christ,
但是呢，在基督里，
what I want you to understand from Paul is we are now
我想要了你们了解的就是说
，and that means we can say, Yes, it is true. In my old self, I was a prisoner to this for years and years and years and years and years.
我想说在，因为在过去我们在老我里边有这么多年，我们一直在这个罪里边。
But that is no longer me.
但是那个现在的不再是，我不再是那个过去的我。
I have been moved from that family.
我已经从那个家庭里边
to this family.
被领养到了这个新的家庭里边。
I have been adopted.
我已经被领养了。
Paul writes to the church at Corinth.
保罗对那个哥林多的教会写信说，
A city that makes Ephesus look kind of pure.
这个哥林多这个地城市呢，会让这个以弗所这个城市看上去像一个很好的、很圣洁的地方。
People had turned the word Corinth into a verb.
人家当时的人已经把这个哥林多变成了一个动词。
To Corinthianize someone meant to make them impure.
就是让什么人像哥林多人，就是意味着让这个人变得堕落。
When we look at someone who's living a horrible life and say, "Oh, you've been Lake Worthed," that's pretty bad.
他们就说，如果看一个人过一个很堕落的生活，我们说，哦，你就像哥林多人。
And that's what had happened to Corinth.
那就是你就知道哥林多的这个生活这个。道德环境当时是怎么样的？
And he writes to these people and says,
但是保罗对在哥林多的基督徒说，
In Christ you are new creatures.
在基督里你们是新造的人。
The old has passed away.
旧事已过。
Everything is new.
一切都变成新的了。
And so from Ephesians what I want you to realize,
所以对以弗所书我想让大家意识到的是，
You are no longer servants.
你不再是奴仆。
Your son,
你现在是儿子，你已经被领养了。
But you see, it is possible.
但是有没有可能？
And here's why this is so important.
有可能的就是说，为什么这个很重要？
Because you might say, well, if he's adopted me, then that's fine. That's the end of it. Doesn't matter.
然后你就说，哦，他已经被领养了，那就这个就结束了。
Remember our Brazilian students.
记住我们，还记不记得我讲到那个巴西的学生？
A loving family had adopted them.
有这个。巴西的这四个孩子呢，是有一个很有爱的家庭收养了这四个孩子。
Had brought them from the streets of Rio de Janeiro.
他们从那个里约热内卢的街上把这四个孩子给收养了。
Given them a place to live and a house.
给他们一个房子住。
Clothes.
给他们衣服穿。
Food.
给他们食物吃。
Education.
然后也给他们让他们受教育的机会。
But when they sat down to eat lunch,
但是当这些孩子开始坐下来吃午餐的时候，
they were still orphans who had to protect.
他们吃的时候还是像那个街上的那个流浪儿那样吃，那个方式。
It is possible to be adopted.
有可能你已经被收养了。
But inwardly,
但是你里边呢？
To still be living as a slave.
你在里边呢，还是像一个奴隶那样活着。
And why this is so important in Ephesians is
这个为什么这些教义在以弗所这个城市这么重要
Paul wants us not to live as a slave
因为保罗不想我们像奴仆那样活着
He wants us to live in the joyful freedom
他想让我们能够活在这种喜乐的自由里边
of being a son
让我们因为成为儿子所有的这种自由所有的这种喜乐里
We are predestined to adoption
因为我们预定得儿子的
名分 The third term appears
in verse 6在第六节里边讲到的是
To the praise of his glorious grace
使他荣耀的恩典
With which he has blessed us in the beloved
得着称赞这恩典是他在爱子里所赐给我们的
And the word blessed us there
这里边讲到说这个所赐给我们的
is a word that means has made us accepted.
他这个意思呢，讲的就是说，使我们被接纳，我们被
He has blessed us.
他已经赐福了我们
He has made us accepted.
他已经使我们被接纳。
This is a word that is translated in Luke.
这个在路加福音里被讲被。翻译成
The angel Gabriel comes to Mary
就是加百列到玛利亚那里去
And says you are highly favored
他就讲到说大蒙恩惠的女子啊蒙大恩的女子啊
It's the same word here
这个刚才讲到这个
He uses the same Greek word.
他这 You mean blessed?
嗯哼，
就是说这个赐给我们，他的意思就是讲到说我们是蒙大恩的。
So the verse could be translated like this.
所以这句话可以被翻译成
The praise of His glorious grace.
是让我们能够荣耀的这个称赞
With which He has made us highly favored.
就是这个荣耀的称赞的这种让我们能够称赞他荣耀的恩典，这个恩典他让我这个恩典是什么呢？就是让我们在主里成为蒙大恩的人。
Because we are in Christ.
因为我们在基督里。
Because you are in Christ.
因为你在基督里。
You are accepted.
你被接纳。
You are blessed.
你是那个蒙大恩的。
You are graced.
你是蒙受恩典的。
You are highly favored.
你是在主里边是蒙大恩的。
Why?
为什么？
Because he, Jesus, is blessed, accepted by the Father and highly favored.
为什么呢？因为耶稣是被是蒙神所赐福，也是被神所接纳的。
And remember,
记不记得？
Because we have been adopted,
因为我们被收养，
we receive what he receives.
我们就得到耶稣所得到的。
And so in him we are graced, highly favored, blessed, accepted.
所以呢，我们也是领受恩典的，被蒙福的，蒙大恩的。
Let me finish with one more example.
我们再有一个例子。
The book of Philemon.
让我们去到那个腓利门书。
Paul is writing on behalf of a runaway slave by the name of Onesimus.
保罗这是以为了一个叫做一个逃跑的奴隶阿尼西姆写这封信的。
Onesimus has been converted.
阿尼西姆成为基督徒后来。
And now is returning to his master to say, I am back.
然后他要回到他的主以前的主人要说我回来了。
Paul writes a letter to his master Philemon.
然后保罗就给阿尼西姆的主人腓利门写了一封书信。
He knows that according to Roman law, Philemon can have Onesimus executed as a runaway slave.
因为根据罗马的法律，腓利门可以处死这个阿尼西姆，因为他逃跑了。
And so Paul writes an appeal, and listen to what he says.
就是所以保罗就写这封信求腓利门。
Receive Onesimus as you would receive me.
他说你接纳阿尼西姆就像你接纳我一样。
And it's the same word as in Ephesians.
他这个接纳跟以弗所一章六节里边那个
接纳是一样的。Accept Onesimus as you would accept me.
他说你现在就是接纳阿尼西姆就好像你接纳我。
You would receive me.
你留下他就像你留下我。
Martin Luther said,
马丁路德说
We are all Onesimus.
我们都是阿尼西姆。
We had all run from the Father.
我们都从父亲家里逃走了。
But Jesus says to the Father,
但是耶稣对父亲说，对父神说，
Receive them as you receive me.
你接纳他们就像你接纳我一样。
Accept them as you accept me.
就是你收留他们就像你收留我一样。
They are now part of me.
他们现在是我的一部分。
So here's what I want you to see.
我想要大家看到的是
We've only gotten through three words.
我们现在只讲了三个词
But they are powerful words.
但是都是非常有力的词
We have been chosen.
第一个是我们被拣选
We have been predestined for adoption.
第二个是我们预定得儿子的名分
We have been accepted in the beloved.
再一个就是我们在爱子里被接受
And because of that,
因为如此
No matter what we may carry, the baggage we may carry because of our past.
不管我们过去从我们的过去有什么样的包袱。
No matter what someone may have told us we should be.
不管说别人告诉我们什么人告诉我们应该怎么样。
No matter who has pushed us down and said you're not worthy.
不管有什么人把我们踩下去说你就不配。
No matter how many times we.
不管是多少次
pushed ourselves down and said, "You're not worthy."
不管多少次，我们把自己给踩下去，说啊，我根本就不配。
We can say.
我们可以说。
I have been chosen.
我被拣选。
I've been predestined for adoption.
我被预定得儿子的名分。
I have been accepted by God in the beloved.
我在这个爱子里被神所接纳。
That is how I will live.
那个就是我要这样子来生活。
I don't have to be afraid.
我不需要害怕。
I don't have to guard my lunch because someone's going to take it.
我不会说吃饭的时候紧紧地抱着我的盘子，怕别人来抢我的食物。
I am accepted in the beloved.
我在爱子里边被接纳。
We are finished now with the first lesson.
所以我们第一课讲完了。
So in your homework,
在我们的家庭作业里边。
You have the second page.
现在我们一共有四页，现在你可以到第二部分。
Which is spiritual blessings part two.
就讲到说属灵的福气第二部分，如果谁需要的话，可以到我这里来拿。
Please try to do that homework this week.
请大家这个星期做家庭作业。
We are going to look at that next week.
下个星期我们就会看这个属灵的福气的第二部分。
These 2 weeks, the blessings we have talked about are the blessings that come from the Father.
这两个星期我们所讲到的这个福气都是
he adopts, he accepts.
从父神而来的福气，因为他拣选我们，我们被收养。
Starting next Sunday, we're going to look at the blessings that come from the Son and then from the Spirit.
再从下个星期我们就开始看到从子而来的福气和从圣灵而来的福气。
And so we will look at part two next week.
所以下个星期我们看属灵的福气的第二部分。
Dear God, I thank you for these.Who've gathered in this class.
主啊，我们为今天来参加课的弟兄姐妹感谢你。
Would you help us to live as people who have been accepted by you?
求你帮助我们能够活出来像被你接纳的、被你接受的人。
Would you give us a passion to share that with others?
求你真的是给我们这种热忱，愿意跟周围的人来分享。
I pray in Jesus' name.
我们这样祷告，奉主耶稣的名。阿门。